Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Gene Hassan. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Easterling. Mills reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to third. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mills scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to third. West moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mills takes first base on ball four. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mills moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Easterling, who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. Mills scores. Hughes scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball towards center. Easterling settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Easterling. Clift scores. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Easterling. West reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling takes first base on ball 4. Brucker moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Brucker moves to third. Easterling moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards second. Hughes catches it and throws to second to double up Easterling. The throw to first to get Johnson, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hassan. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Hughes moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Clift moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. West takes first base on ball 4. Hughes scores. Clift moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 6-0, Browns. Bud Thomas now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. One out. It's 7-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. West moves to second. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani misplays the ball. That's an error on Lottigiani. Bell scores. West moves to third. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Browns. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easterling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easterling moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easterling scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-1, Browns. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lottigiani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassan hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. West hits a pop-up towards first. Hassan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Easterling. Heath reaches second base with a double. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-3 in the game. Knott bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Heath moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mills takes first base on ball four. Knott moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. Heath scores. Knott moves to third. One out. It's 9-1, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ambler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ambler moves to second. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Hassan reaches second base with a double. Ambler scores. Werber moves to third. It's 9-2, Browns. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brucker for the out. Werber scores. Hassan moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-3, Browns. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easterling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. West hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath strikes out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Browns. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hassan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easterling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easterling moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.